Health authorities are warning that the flu season is well and truly here, and it's hit harder and earlier than expected. Already, at least 63 people have died from it since the start of the year. With more, here's Lexi Metherill.
Scientist Heidi studies influenza for work, and over summer, she came down with it.
I had been in Sydney visiting my in-laws, and everything was fine, and we returned home on the Friday, and by the Saturday I started to feel like I was getting a cold, and I thought, oh, this is no good, a cold in January. And then by Sunday I was in big trouble, I could hardly move.
She had aches and pains, lethargy, and struggled to breathe.
By Sunday night I had a terrible fever, I was pushing 40 degrees. I could hardly move, and I just thought I was going to die. It sounds silly. But I literally thought I was going to die.
Normally, hundreds of cases of the flu have been reported by this time of the year. But so far, for 2019, there have been more than 47,000 cases. The number recorded last month was six times above the worst April on record. Virologist Ian Mackay is an associate professor at the University of Queensland.
We're seeing a lot more cases than we've ever seen before on record, and those are laboratory confirmed cases, not just illnesses, but ones that are known to be flu positive.
63 flu-related deaths have been reported to the Federal Health Department so far this year. Professor Mackay.
Flu does kill. It kills young people, and especially it kills the elderly.
The virus started spreading unusually early this year, in summer. Associate Professor Sheena Sullivan is from the World Health Organisation Collaborating Centre on Influenza at the Doherty Institute in Melbourne.
So normally the flu season doesn't seem to have started until around about now. And so what has been unusual about this year is that for many states and territories, the usual indicators that they use to say when a flu season has started, those were all triggered some weeks back.
But no one knows why. Professor Mackay.
Maybe we're seeing some behavioural change with this as well. As we see warmer and warmer summers, people might be going to air-conditioned areas and clustering and spreading viruses more than usual.
Health authorities recommend the flu vaccine to everyone older than 6 months. Professor Sullivan says it is worth getting each year, even if it's not protective against all the flu strains currently circulating.
It is still the best available means we have of protecting yourself against the flu.
It took Heidi 2 weeks to recover from the flu, and she urges everyone to do all they can to avoid it.
Please get vaccinated, otherwise you don't want to end up the way I was still in January. It's better than nothing, you know. I mean, it may be a suboptimal vaccine, but it's better than getting flu.
That's scientist Heidi ending Lexi Metherill's report.